Welcome to the Visit Laredo podcast, where culture, flavor, and adventure meet on the border. I am joined today by the wonderful Jorge Quijano, who is a marketing manager from Sainz Auto Arena. My name is Ilka Hasso. How are you today, Jorge?
I am good. It is a wonderful day. Been a wonderful week, actually.
Has it?
Yes.
It's a Friday, so.
It is. And so we are preparing, actually, for Disney on Ice and Holiday Skate Days and Navidad Fest. And so, honestly, I could be a little Scrooge, but I think the ice skating just really lifts my holiday spirit.
Because it looks so cool. And we don't, like, you know, a lot of people don't take advantage of going to these fun festive events, especially for kids.
I mean, we all grew up with Disney. Every time I see Disney on Ice every year, I mean, I get a little emotional. You know, aww. It brings a kid out of me.
Right. I feel like it does for everyone.
Oh, especially the matinee, seeing these students in the mornings, because we do a school matinee on Thursday and Friday mornings before we open up the doors to the public in the evening. And just hearing them yell when they see Mickey Mouse, it's an amazing experience.
So I know that you have worked for a lot of entertainment industries. I mean, you've been part of the WPCA. You are part of the LGBTI community. How do you think that entertainment has evolved in Laredo over the years, especially, you know, now that you're at the Sainz Auto Arena? How has it changed? How has it evolved? Why is it so special in Laredo?
Well, it has evolved. I mean, for example, I moved to Austin in 2009. When I came back in 2013, just within that time frame, I did see a lot of the entertainment, the arts and culture evolve. Being seeing, for example, the Laredo Border Slam in full blast, being a part of that. And around that time, working at the WBCA, learning about the demographics here in Laredo, which the Latin shows tend to hit more. Mm-hmm. And then from the WBCA, I worked there 2012 to, I believe, 2015. That's when I moved to the Sainz Auto Arena. And just seeing the diversity, it has evolved. We really try to bring new entertainment, new shows. For example, Disney on Ice, it's always different shows. We bring the Latin shows. We also try to bring more country and also family events. Now we bring Hot Wheels for the family. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we do try to bring a lot of entertainment. It has evolved. We are definitely also coordinating events in-house. That way, yes, I want to talk more about it.
I know. I'm like, he saw my face. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, and so Recuerda Fest, we hosted it a couple of weeks ago, and that was a test run of a bigger event we would like to do at the arena. And so I wish I could talk more about that, but our sponsors definitely were happy with the idea of Recuerda Fest, and yes, so stay tuned for that.
How dare you? You're gonna leave our audience in like a suspense now.
Yes, and so I'm excited, and so right. I'm just excited.
What do you think really hits for us, and why are we so different from other, you know, venues or cities?
I would say family shows do better. Mm-hmm. We do live on the border. We are Hispanics, Latinos. We believe in familia. And so usually the ones that really are successful are your Disney on Ice shows, your Monster Trucks, Hot Wheels, Sesame Street, Belly, Beto. Mm-hmm. And so those, for sure, we could never go wrong with bringing that type of entertainment here. Mm-hmm. When it comes to concerts, I would say Latin shows, Maluma, Peso Pluma, especially Peso Pluma, Bad Bunny, right. Which I'm a little disappointed because he became too big and now they skip Laredo, but they how dare they? Exactly. They go to the Valley, they go to San Antonio, but they skip Laredo. I know Peso Pluma. I mean, we did get him the first year.
Right.
But then some incident happened with him that he stopped his tours. So we understand why he didn't stop a second time.
Right.
He was sharing his concert with the other cities that didn't get to see him live. But yes, I would say the Latin shows really hit more. I always question myself. I guess, how can I say this? The show, 90% of the shows that come to the arena, I don't really listen to.
Oh my goodness. Don't say that on the podcast.
I mean, I'm going to be transparent. I'm a big fan of rock.
Okay.
EDM, pop. Okay. Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys to Duran Duran. And, classic rock. That's the Go-Go's, Taylor Swift.
Oh my goodness.
This is what sets me apart as a marketer, because when you're in marketing, you're able to, whatever you learn in school, you're able to apply that to any job, mm-hmm. whether if it's in the entertainment industry, hospitality, medical. And so I really did learn a lot working in the entertainment, especially working at the WBCA, mm-hmm. coordinating the Jalapeño Festival, which they bring a lot of Norteño Tejano. Then going to the arena, I did see a diverse genres of entertainment, but the ones that really sell the most is Latin shows.
Right. And I think that's so special, because a lot of people are always like, oh, you bring the same people, or you bring, like, for Jalapeño, right? Like, they're like, oh, you bring the same people. And it's like, we do, because people actually like them. Like, they love to hear the bands play. Like, yeah. And I can attest to this. Like, I've been to the Jalapeño Festival. I go almost every year. And I'm there on Saturdays, and I'm there front row, and it's the same song I've heard last year. But I still sing to it. I still love it. We're still dancing to it. It's just something that Laredo, embraces. It's our culture. It's something that we love.
I mean, for example, when I first started at the arena back in 2015, we had these 80s, 90s band from Mexico, mm-hmm. Magneto y Mercurio.
Oh my God, my mom loved that.
Know them by name, but yeah. When I did my research, I'm like, wait a minute. I remember this song when I was 5 years old, my mom dropping me off at school.
Yeah.
Vuela, vuela, which I thought it was abuela, abuela, like grandma, but no, it was fly, vuela, vuela. But you see, that's what I love about my job. I keep learning about these artists, and I've known these artists, and so I know them by song, but I probably won't know them by name.
Right. That was actually, that's funny. I just remembered, Vuela Vuela was my brother's favorite song when he was younger, and he used to, like, play a lot, and I think he actually broke his arm.
Oh, was he trying to do the choreography?
Yes. I think he actually broke his arm when he was, like, trying to do the choreography. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was another song, but I'm pretty sure it was that one, because I remember him singing Vuela Vuela all the time.
And a fun fact, that was actually a French song back in the 80s that they did a cover of.
Cover?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a cover, yeah.
Mind blown.
You learn, right?
The things you learn. This is why you should follow us in the podcast, because you learn something new every day.
Yes.
What do you think, makes us very unique in that, not just in the arena aspect, but like in the entertainment aspect? Because I know we have a lot of like younger artists, or we have a lot of like younger poets, musicians, painters who are trying to grow in the city. And I know you and I have been in the arts industry for a long time. I mean, I've known Jorge for more than 10 years. What do you think makes this so unique in the aspect of growing Laredo and making Laredo, beautiful again, as they say?
Well, I guess tying it into what you said, that we've known each other for almost 10 years or more.
More.
And we've been a part of the art and culture era back in the 2010s.
Mm. My goodness.
And
don't say our age now.
I know. Oops. And it has grown. Theater has grown. When I moved to Austin, came back, LTGI was, doing really great productions, the Poetry Slam, a lot of painters, musicians. And I feel maybe me being at the arena was a perfect time, so that way we could just interconnect everything here, because it's like they say, shop local, keep it local. And I think that we should give our local talent that chance, which they have had that chance. But I believe the Same Zod Arena can't be that platform to also give them that opportunity. And that's something that I would really like to work on. And if Juan's listening, oopsie, but that's just another idea I will present to you as soon as possible.
On Monday morning at our board meeting.
Monday morning. Yeah. But yes, and so that's something that I would love to do personally, and also through the arena, because I mean the arena, it's the only arena that we have here, and we should support one another.
And I think it's just so special to have like that kind of venue, because it's one of our biggest venues. And I know that everyone calls our office asking for like if they want to have an event, or that like someone called us, I think it was 2 weeks ago, who was like, I want to have like a Comic Con, like what's the perfect space? And I'm like, Sam's Lad Arena. Like, it's huge because that's where we host our Sister Cities Festival. So I think that's a perfect place. And, like, people don't understand that it's a huge space and venue that people don't take advantage of. And they should.
Yes, actually, I have some statistics.
Oh, please do. Read away.
Well, our seating capacity is 10,000. Mm-hmm. Our facility is about 178,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. We have 6 meeting rooms. And just the floor itself, it's 32,000 square feet. So, yeah, I mean, it is a pretty big building with mm-hmm. a lot of meeting rooms and space. We also have the club level, which we had our morning breakfast with the dignitaries during Sister Cities.
Yes.
So, yeah, the arena is really a multi-use facility.
Yeah, and you guys just hired a new chef, right?
Yes, and you know, it's our director of finance doesn't like for us to use new chef because he's been with the company for 20 years.
Oh,
but
my bad.
I still call him new chef because he's new here as working for the Same Zot Arena.
Got it.
But he has been working with our other sister venues and then throughout the world. And so before when we had like huge concerts like Mana, mm-hmm. he would come help us out with the catering. Right. And so, yes, we're really excited that he's on board. And now that he's here, we could offer more services, more private events, private parties, and catering. And we're really grateful he's here. And so that's something that finally we could open it up where we could offer not just the space, we could also offer amazing culinary food, arts, the food and the culinary arts.
Yeah, culinary arts. It's a 3, 4, 4-in-1, 4, 5-in-1, everything in one. How do you think Laredo compares to other cities? I want to say like San Antonio or Austin. I know one of our biggest competitors is San Antonio. Nothing against San Antonio. I love San Antonio. But I think we have this very unique aspect in that we have both cultures and traditions. And
well, I would say, first of all, we have the authentic Mexican tacos, not San Antonio and not Austin.
Right.
I've visited San Antonio and Austin, and I mean, I'm fluent in Spanish over there up north. Here in Laredo, I'm not fluent in Spanish.
That's funny.
So that's one thing that here in Laredo, we are authentic in our culture. Mm-hmm. San Antonio, they have a lot of surrounding cities around that really helps the city with their concerts and entertainment and their mm-hmm. diversity. Here, we could only expand maybe south, north, northeast, because southwest, well, we're by the river. But we also have our sister city, Nuevo Laredo, that really helps with our economy.
Right.
And so what makes us unique? Laredo, I mean, we were our own country for about, 300 days? We're the only city under right. 7 flags.
Right. I do see that we have a lot of potential when it comes to entertainment, and especially, I mean, that's why we're here at Visit Laredo, because we try to push as much as we can to invite visitors out of town, you know, because we have so much to offer, and people, like, they see us just, like, just a border town. It's like, no, we have so much more than just a border town. We have so much entertainment, especially, like, with younger or youths. I want to say that we're youths, but we're not youths anymore. I'm so sorry.
We're young at heart.
We're young at heart. But, I mean, we were there once. You know, younger generation is so creative, and they're building a new platform. I mean, you see it in the theater, like you said, you see it in the poetry slam, you see it in the arts, you see it in filming. I mean, the Film Society has been doing so much.
We do have a lot of local talent. We really do. And I mean, Laredo is unique. Things have changed, I think, ever since like 2005, where we have to be creative and really sustain ourselves, because I think we relied a lot going to Nuevo Laredo for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And entertainment was one of them. And now with everything that's going on, we have to really build it on our own, because a lot of people would come to Laredo to go to Mexico to feel that, get that Mexican vibrant feeling or experience. Mm. And so now Laredo has the opportunity to offer that.
So something that we always like to say here at the office is that we're more Mex than Tex, but at the same time, we're more Tex than Mex, kind of like Selena Quintanilla's dad was like, we can't be more Mexicans than we are Americans, but we have to be more Americans than we are Mexicans.
It's so exhausting.
It's exhausting. It is. And it's funny because you walk like me. I'm very lucky. I'm bilingual. I was raised in a Spanish household, but I went to an American school. So, but it's funny, like, they'll see me walking down the street and they're like, oh, like gringa, like she only speaks English. And I'm like, I am more Mexican than you can ever imagine.
Yeah.
But then just because they see me and I'm like, you know, what? So it's like, it's exhausting because I'm, you know.
No, yeah, it is. It is. And yeah, we're not competing with San Antonio or the Valley, but I do believe that we Laredoans should be working together, rather, you know, with the arts, the entertainment, locals, businesses, nonprofits. And I really do believe that it by working together, we can make a better Laredo. And that's one of the reasons why we created Gateway City Pride Association, which is the LGBTQ organization that hosts Pride every year during June. And we work with a lot of nonprofit organizations and businesses for them to host Pride events during Pride Month in June. And so that really did allow our peers and the public know that there is support for us. And so if we were able to do something like that by having conversations, because that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to push an agenda on people. We're just trying to create that conversation so we could, you know, have a better understanding between all of us. And I believe that's what we should be doing. Not, you know, as an example, we should be doing that with other other items like the arts, the culture, the entertainment. What is it that the people want? What is it that they're lacking? And that's pretty much, I do believe that that's something that we should all work on.
Yeah, for sure. And you've been working for this organization for a while, right?
Yes, it's we just celebrated our fourth birthday.
Oh, congrats.
And so next year will be five. We love Laredo.
Yeah. You're right. No, I think this is very such an important organization and cause, just because this is very heartwarming, and especially for people who don't know that there's organizations like this that they can be a part of.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that Pride is, they had a negative perception of Pride. And so the way we were raising awareness was educating people of the history of Pride with the 1969 New York Stonewall riots, where a lot of our brothers and sisters were ridiculed, put into jail, these bars are getting raided, their names are being slandered in the newspaper, their job was at jeopardy. And so in 1970 they did the first march. And then throughout the decades it just became glitz and glamour and floats. But now we're here reminding people of why we're celebrating Pride. It's not just a party, there's history behind it. And giving right now the political atmosphere, we still have to stand with each other. And by working with each other, we have that voice to create a positive impact. And going back with working together, I see cities like Austin, the Valley, that these businesses do work together, and that's why they're able to succeed. And working in hosting the Pride, I work with the different businesses here, especially downtown. But I believe if they start having that conversation and working together, they could really make something beautiful and create an impact, not just, you know, economically, but also for the quality of life in Laredo. And that's one thing that some of the bar owners would look up to me, were they wanted me to be that middleman to get everyone united. But then I would tell them, my job is done. It's Pride. I cannot host a 4th of July. I cannot host this. Like, I have a full-time job. This is just a nonprofit. I don't make money personally. Everything we raise goes back into the community for our community. And so that's just the advice I really do give everyone. Just work with each other, because with that, we could become an Austin. I mean, we almost have a 6th Street. We just need to work together.
I know. And it's such a shame, because the Huila is wonderful. I mean, back in the day, we, I don't want to say lived there, but I mean, we used to go all the time. Yeah, with Gallery 201. With Gallery 201, when we would do poetry slams every Thursday. Every Thursday? Was it Thursday?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Every Thursday. And we would, you know, visit our friends there. And
yeah, and like with Chibi and Huila, that they created this. Chibi created this, Huila maintained it. And we were a family of our own, where we would go to the gallery. There was art. The stones were Texas limestone from, like, similar to the Alamo. And, you know, just sitting, hearing poetry, watching the performance. I always say that Laredo has these hidden gems that a lot of the locals don't know.
I have goosebumps.
Oh, from reminiscing.
I know.
And so from there, we would go to On the Rocks, which has been there forever. And so, and then you had Siete Banderas that opened, and it became really beautiful and vibrant. But unfortunately, 2020, a lot of the businesses closed. And so we're trying to revitalize it. And so, I mean, it's still possible if we were able to do that. And then with Casa Ortiz open, that is just a beautiful 1800s building. And I really do have a lot of confidence that Laredo downtown is going to become what it should be. Ooh, and then the houses here in Laredo, that's like one thing. Like, I take my friends to by the river right here. I believe it's some trail. It's actually by here, by going that way. Like if they could see me point. So it's under the bridge there. I think there's usually cleanups by District 8. And I forgot the name of the trail, but I took my friends and they were just like amazed on how close we are by the river. So beautiful. Even going to the Tres Laredos Park. There's just these hidden gems that people don't know. And I don't know. We should really get people to come down here. I mean, I know Caminarte is a great opportunity for people to come. And I know Cash Vasquez is doing something with its street during Caminarte where he closes the street so that way you could go enjoy the art. I mean, Gallery 201, you have Center for the Arts, Casa Ortiz, the Heritage Museum. And the one unique thing about Laredo, if I could say, is this is where Spanish architecture meets Victorian architecture. Because you have La Posada, that's Spanish influenced. And then you go to St. Peter's Plaza and you have these beautiful old Victorian houses. And so that's just something also to admire. There's a times where if I'm bored at home, I'll come and just walk around downtown. I recommend everyone should walk.
Everyone should walk downtown. I work downtown. So I'm like, I can just walk in and like, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have the outlets too.
That's so true. Which, yes.
Right here next door.
I mean, even outside of this building, it's gorgeous with that arch. And then pretty much your front yard is the river.
So in case you guys don't know, we are actually located downtown. I won't say the address, but you guys know our address. Follow our social media at Visit Laredo if you want to know where we are.
There's also a gift shop.
There's also a gift shop, which is wonderful. And we have a coffee tour, which you can win a special edition mug. Putting my two cents out there.
And it's a nice mug, by the way.
Thank you. It's a nice mug. We designed it. Yeah, I mean, we're right across the river. Like, what city has, I mean, other border cities, right? But, like, what, it's just so easy to access. Yeah. Like I said, we're more, we like to describe ourselves as Mextex because we have that Mexican influence, you know, very, very deep, but we still have the Texas influence.
Yeah, and the Antojito Festival, our intern, the Sims Arena intern, she's from the Ukraine. And so she helped me with our publicity stunt of carrying Cheyenne all over the festival. The cardboard cutout, not the real Cheyenne. And she was amazed. She asked, oh, what's that? Is that Mexico? I was like, yeah. She's like, whoa, it's this close? I'm like, yeah. I even took Justin Furstenfeld from Blue October. On a tour, and he was surprised how close we were, and he was even thinking of getting a house here. I mean, the lead singer from Blue October.
Yeah.
September, Blue October, right?
Yeah.
Or September. and so, yeah, I mean, it's right here. That's what makes Laredo unique. Our sister city country is right next door. There's a river, and it's gorgeous. It really is here.
Yeah, it is. And I think people don't give us enough credit for it. And it takes like, I mean, we've been here almost our whole lives, but it takes people to actually come visit. And then we invite everyone to come visit us and explore our locations, our food, explore downtown, explore what we have, our entertainment at Sam's Outer, you know. Get them on time. Promote yourself. What's your website?
www.samesautoarena.com.
There you go. No, well, I appreciate you so much, Jorge. Thank you so much for being with us today and for helping us promote our wonderful city. And anytime you want to come and promote anything or say anything.
When I'm out of town, I bring up the WBCA festivities. I bring up the architecture. I bring up everything that's unique of Laredo. That now my friends from Austin, they're like, hey, we need to go visit George over there.
Yes.
Because I visit when it's Splash or Pride over there, but now I'm trying to lead them over here.
Like, come here.
Yes. And so, I mean, it is a beautiful town. It is, you'll get that Southern hospitality. And that's one thing that our professor, Linda Brown, did notice that Laredo is known for their Southern hospitality.
Yeah, we're very friendly. We know how to make friends very easily, and we know how to make someone at home.
Yeah.
So you get that loving comfort hug.
SLC.
SLC. Well, thank you. Like I said, thank you. Thank you so much, Jorge.
No, thank you for having me.
No, thank you. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Don't forget to follow us and share with your friends. Let's keep this fiesta going. I will see you next time, and hopefully you have good holidays, and we'll see you in December. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.